Sitka hosted over 9,700 visitors in one day on June 21st. That's roughly 1,400 more people than live in the community, based on the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Sitkans understood that there would be days like this, visitors shoulder to shoulder along the roughly five blocks of Lincoln Street that were closed to vehicle traffic for the occasion. Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss owns a retail store in the heart of this area. At Tuesday's assembly meeting, he wondered aloud whether June 21st was a bonanza or a lesson in overcrowding.
After the day had slowed down a little bit, I took the liberty to walk up and down the street and talk to some of the vendors to see how that day went. Not everybody was available. A lot of people were still really busy. But the general consensus that I got was if you had a storefront, you said it was too many people. If you had a food truck or you were out on the street like that, you generally liked it because you sold out early and you got to go home. The feeling even from the merchants who standed to profit from that was that 10,000 people in one day was far too many. And I say that not because it was one or two, but it was everybody.
Sitka Administrator John Leach said that he also had taken a walk downtown to visit with business owners and subsequently communicated his concerns to Sitka's representatives in the Cruise Lines International Association. Leach told the assembly that it wasn't just Sitka's Main Street that was overcrowded.
Trying to do work at City Hall, our bandwidth was gone, and our computers slowed to a crawl and our phones weren't working. So I know other communities have had these issues before. I know Juneau had these issues when they had their cruise boom. And I reminded some of the folks that I talked to in the cruise industry of some of the early discussions we had about overcommitment of Sitka resources. And where is that balance? So we're learning that right now.
Off of Main Street, other organizations were also feeling the pinch. The Sitka Sound Science Center published a letter to the editor in the Daily Sentinel on June 23rd, 2 days after the big day, announcing that they were reducing hours and closing at 3 p.m. Center Director Lisa Bush says her organization values the interaction with visitors and the opportunity to educate people about science, salmon, and the ocean.
But we are just realizing, you know, what our carrying capacity is for that, for our staff and for our building. We just can't take all the people that want to come all at once.
Bush says closing earlier will give her staff a chance to prepare for the next day, as well as fulfill other functions at the center, which, in addition to its aquarium and salmon hatchery, is a year-round scientific research facility. The high volume of cruise passengers in Sitka on June 21st was caused by the simultaneous visits of the Ruby Princess, with just over 3,000 passengers, the Eurodam, with just over 2,000 passengers, and the Quantum of the Seas, with 4,600 passengers. Those same three ships are scheduled to be in port again one more time on July 19th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.